Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm your host, Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll speak with the two men who will be battling it out to represent the lower shore in the state Senate. We'll talk about the issues and the harsh early tone of a race that the entire state of Maryland will be watching closely. And later, we'll chat with the director and one of the local stars of Ping Pong Summer, the coming-of-age film shot in Ocean City that is being released in theaters around the country today. But first, special events are a big draw for any coastal resort in the early stages of the summer season, especially here in Ocean City. Events like Cruiser Weekend, the Dew Tour, and the Air Show are often just as big as major holiday weekends as far as crowds go. But this week, local officials learned about a large group that is headed to Ocean City this weekend for a party the city hadn't planned on. This news has caused a big stir throughout the region, and it was the first topic of conversation during my monthly chat with Steve Green of the Maryland Coast Dispatch. He says the reaction to this story throughout the community has been alarming for a number of reasons.
It took place at Virginia Beach last spring. But as an official event, it took place in Virginia Beach last spring, and there were a lot of problems with it. There were an estimated 40,000 college students that came and really created a ruckus. You know, some of the media reports said that it was borderline a riot. There were stabbings, there were gunshots, there were a number of altercations with business owners. It was a bad, bad scene. Well, the same group of people are coming to Ocean City this weekend. The same promoters of the event are the promoters that are promoting the event that's coming this weekend. Now, it's worth pointing out, you know, obviously we had all these problems in April of last year, but the same event came a few months ago to Virginia Beach, and there were minor problems, you know, really nothing to report of. So when we first heard about this event coming, because we, you know, you can see it on Twitter, you can see it on some social media outlets. It's not a heavily orchestrated social media event, as has been maintained.
Yeah, it's actually kind of very difficult to find any sort of information on this, which leads people to wonder, how are they organizing, you know, 40,000 people to come to one place if you can't even find their Facebook page?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what some city officials are maintaining. Hey, this is not a big event that people are alleging it to be. Well, you know, and that may be true. It's really going to be a wait and see type of approach, but it's really interesting to see on the flip side is the Ocean City Police Department's stance and the Worcester County Sheriff's Office stance. All leave has been canceled for all personnel. It's all hands on deck. The police department has been out in full force, meeting with high profile business owners, such as, you know, on the boardwalk or the Secrets, the Mackey's, the Fager's Island, where they're high volume places. And it's been really interesting to hear what the police have been saying. They have been advising these business owners to play country music and close early. Be prepared for necessary security resources. That is contradictory to exactly what some city officials want us to believe. You know, they believe that this is a social media / traditional media contrived event. A few articles have sent the business owners into hysteria, is what the city is maintaining. You know, and that's fine. That's the city's responsibility, probably from a tourism standpoint. They don't want people to not come to Ocean City. However, you know, the media's role here is to advise and let people know, report on what is happening. And the prospect is that there could be 40 to 50,000 college students coming to Ocean City with a history of problems in the past that happened to be African American, in addition to all the other senior weekers that are here.
In the lead up to this week and this event coming, you look around at some of the comments on social media sites and news outlets, and a lot of this chatter has become very race-oriented. Yeah. As you mentioned, predominantly this event is comprised of African-American college students. Is this a case of racial fear? Is this concern showing sort of an underlying fear about something much deeper and much more race-related?
Well, yeah, there's no question you can't have this conversation without mentioning race, and it does play a part in it. Equally important, though, is the fact that there was a history of the people that are associated with this event having problems in the past in Virginia Beach. So to me, if it was you know, a few thousand college kids from maybe Southern universities that happen to be predominantly African-American, there may be concerns, but it's the fact that there's these precedents and these incidences where that were a big deal down in Virginia Beach. So, you know, I think the police department is doing the right thing by getting out in front of it. However, certainly being portrayed as, you know, scared white people running around Ocean City, worried what's going to happen.
Right.
Now,
But you've seen the comments on just your newspaper's site, and you take care of those and mediate those and make sure they're appropriate to post. Has it surprised you some of the racially toned, not even racially toned, just sort of racial comments that have been published on social media sites in the lead up to this story?
Yeah, it's always astonishing. They're blatant racist comments. And, it's a tough call from a moderating standpoint. You know, there's the weighing the people's right to voice their opinions. And in fact, they are not anonymous. You know, you can click on their profile picture and look at who they are and where they're from and everything. And, it's seemingly professional people to high school students to even local business owners that are making comments. You know, it's really interesting. I spoke to a couple bar owners this week that said, the hockey playoffs are starting this week and the NBA playoffs are starting this week. And at one point this weekend, I don't know exactly the schedule, the games are going to be on the same night. So this bar owner said he won't be playing the NBA games. He's going to put on hockey. There's some people that want no part of this event. And it's obviously underlying racial reasons. That's tough to come by. It's 2014. It's tough to digest, but it's real and it's here. We really need to look for this event. It's going to be interesting to review it next week. You know, I hope the media is guilty of making a mountain out of a proverbial molehill. However, we had a right to and a reasonable obligation to spread the word about this event so people weren't caught flat-footed.
Let's turn now to something else that media outlets love covering, and that's elections. Mm-hmm. This region is going to see a little bit of change, not only in the people who are operating, but also the regions and the districts in which they cover. There was some redistricting. How is that going to affect all of these different primary races? And are there any upsets that as you look at these primary matchups, do you see anything that jumps out as sort of an underdog?
Well, it's tough to look at individual races. I think this is the forgotten primary, though. It's because of this time of year. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in a number of years, maybe even ever, that we've had a primary in the last week of June. Which is really going to be interesting to see what kind of impact that has. It's a very busy time for people. Schools are letting out. Summer's getting started. People are so distracted with so many other things. And these elections are being forgotten about. Nobody is talking about these elections. So what that means is anything could happen, really. And I would expect there to be some upsets, leaving out specific kind of handicapping. But, turnout's going to be low. Yeah. And that's a question. They always are in primaries. But Now that it's in June, it's really going to be low.
Do you think redistricting is going to impact not only the turnout, but also the results?
Well, there's a lot of people very confused about what district they're in. Let's take here in Berlin. On one side of the highway, that's one district. On the other side of the highway, it's another district, literally a mile apart. Yeah. And there are people very confused about that. And there is a website through the Maryland Department of Planning where you can enter in your address and find out where you are. And you can see that the boundary lines literally, in some cases, cut streets down the middle. So there's a lot of confusion on that. I certainly hope people take the time to learn about the redistricting because, my mind is that some people aren't going to take the time because they're so busy with everything else that they might just skip this primary. But obviously the candidates don't want that to happen. And what we haven't really seen is the candidates doing as much as you would expect. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of signs out, but they're just blossoming now. We're 3 weeks out.
Your big takeaways from Memorial Day weekend. I look at some of the headlines. It looks like there were big crowds. Very minimal amounts of crime or any incidents. As you look at Memorial Day, as you talk to people in the business community, as they assess Memorial Day weekend, does that point to a good summer ahead?
Well, everyone is certainly hoping that's the case. We had cruising weekend and Memorial Day weekend. Those are two of the bigger weekends, really, of our year. Memorial Day is always weather-driven. This Memorial Day was absolutely perfect. It was, it didn't rain at all. It was perfect, sunny, beach weather. So we had cruising weekend, Memorial Day weekend that were just blockbusters. Mm-hmm. And then we had last weekend that most businesses would say it's a little on the quieter end. As we move forward this summer, I'm really interested in, and we're going to really be reporting on this, is the midday issues, the midweek issues, excuse me. That's Ocean City's issues right now. The weekends, if the weather's nice, will be strong. It's those midweeks, and that's what the hotel people, that's what the condominiums, that's what the restaurants are really concerned about. We have these great, strong weekends, but it dives in the weekdays, mm-hmm. and we've talked about that in the past here on your show. It's a staffing issue. You have these very busy operations that have to hire massive amounts of people. They need every single one of them on the weekends, but on the weekdays they don't. And that's a major issue on a number of different fronts. So that's one that we're really interested to watch this summer.
Lastly, we're going to be speaking with Michael Tully, the director of Ping Pong Summer, a little bit later in the show. But, you know, this is premiere week. This is, you know, when Ping Pong Summer, which was shot in Ocean City almost 2 years ago, goes public. And it's in theaters, you know, all across the region and the country. As you look back through history and you know, obviously Runaway Bride was shot here in Berlin. Violets Are Blue was shot in Ocean City back in the 80s. Now Ping Pong Summer. We've had three major motion pictures shot in this region. What do you think the impact is going to be in having Ocean City featured on a major motion picture? You know, what can we expect looking back to Violets Are Blue, looking back to Runaway Bride? You know, once the excitement sort of wears off of the red carpet and a premiere, what should Ocean City really expect?
Well, it's going to be a terribly difficult thing to quantify, you know, in that regard. It's really going to be a more of, you know, speaking to people and finding out if they came here because of seeing it. I don't expect that people are going to come here because they saw Ocean City on in a movie. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar with the Dew Tour. You know, I don't know that the Dew Tour brings people here, but it puts a spotlight on Ocean City. And in this case, this movie will do the same.
Steve Green is the publisher and editor of the Maryland Coast Dispatch. Steve, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
We called the Ocean City Police Department to get some clarity on their alleged message to business owners in Ocean City to, quote, play country music and close early as a way to subtly turn away the large African-American crowds expected during the College Beach Takeover Weekend event in Ocean City. Public Information Officer Lindsay O'Neill denied the claims and issued this statement. All of our business owners, including our nightclub owners, should expect a busy June weekend. We want to welcome all of our visitors with the expectation that those visitors will be courteous and obey the law. Up next, we'll preview the battle for the state Senate seat representing the lower eastern shore of Maryland. And we'll find out why this race may include a good bit of mudslinging.
So I don't want to make an issue out of an individual as much as I want to make an issue out of how we make Maryland a better state.
You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. I'm Brian Russo. We'll be right back.